It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. Last year's closure of the Butterball Turkey Processing Plant in Longmont has city leaders pondering what to do with the facility. Here to talk more about what might be in the works is Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Let's first dial back to September of 2011. That's when Butterball said that it was closing down this facility and eliminating 350 jobs. Why was that decision made?
The company at the time cited high fuel costs and a desire to streamline operations. One factor was much higher prices for feed ingredients such as corn, which has seen prices spike because of demand for corn-based ethanol. Butterball said that feed price increases have averaged $65 million a year over the past 5 years, so that was a big hit for the company. Additionally, the Longmont location in recent years did not process turkeys. Instead, it produced value-added turkey products, meaning that meat had to be shipped from plants in Missouri and the Southeast. That's where the higher fuel costs came into play. Finally, the plant itself, with multiple floors and several buildings, was not designed as efficiently as modern plants, most of which are built on a single level in a single building. All of those factors ultimately led to this closure.
And that leaves an enormous void at the Longmont Butterball location, and anytime people are laid off, that's bad news. So is there a bright side to this closure as we start off the new year?
Well, everyone, of course, laments the closure of the plant and its effect on the Longmont workforce. Many are excited that this property has come into play for redevelopment. One economic development official described it as a generational opportunity. The plant itself is located in a prime spot in the heart of downtown Longmont at First and Main Streets. It includes 27 acres and 272,000 square feet, so its sheer size makes it a potentially huge redevelopment opportunity. But its greatest asset is probably its location. Not only does it neighbor dozens of downtown businesses, but it's also adjacent to a proposed Fast Tracks rail line.
So maybe there's a silver lining in all of this. Are there any firm ideas floating out there about what can be done with this plant?
That's a huge question that company and city officials are just beginning to explore. Company officials have held out the possibility that another food processing company might want to take over the plant. It does have a lot of valuable equipment that could prove attractive to another company. Ideas are sketchy at this point, but some sort of mixed-use facility is certainly possible with retail, office, and residential. Longmont also has a vibrant art scene, and it's possible that the arts could be brought into the mix, but really it's too soon to tell.
Well, you also mentioned the site's proximity to a Fast Tracks rail line. Could that play into future redevelopment plans?
I think in the long run it could. The Regional Transportation District has allocated $17 million for a bus facility and park and ride on First Avenue, although funding for the Northwest rail line itself is very uncertain. If it does get built, it's very possible that the Butterball site could play into that project somehow with complementary development.
Now, what role is the city of Longmont playing in all of this possible redevelopment?
There are a lot of scenarios depending on what Butterball decides to do. If the plant is redeveloped and not taken over by another food processor, it's very likely that the city would partner with a private developer somehow. One scenario would be for the city to purchase the plant, then sell it to a private developer. We saw this scenario very recently in Loveland when the city purchased the former Agilent Technologies plant and resold it to a developer for transformation into the ACE Aerospace and Clean Energy Manufacturing Center. Much of the Butterball plant is located in Longmont's Urban Renewal District, so it's also likely that tax increment financing could play a role in any new project.
Okay. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.